Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so I shall be reading to you from a list of sources in the area about the goings-on in our listening area in the coming weeks. Some of those sources include the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer, the current issue of the Independent Weekly, and the current issue of the Weekend section of the News and Observer, as well as other sources as we go along. Let's start with the 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series, which is already underway at the various venues in the area, including the Fletcher Theater and the Maimondi Concert Hall, both of which are located at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Upcoming performances in early 2012 include Deep River Rising, featuring David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman. That performance will take place in the Fletcher Theater on January 6, 2012 at 8 p.m. On January 21, 2012 at 8 p.m., Red Horse, featuring Eliza Gilleason, John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, and that's at the Fletcher Theater on January 1st. And going out a little farther, February 10th, 2012 at 8 p.m., the Dukes will appear at the Fletcher Theater. And on February 18th, 2012 at 8 p.m., Taj Mahal Trio will appear at the Maimondi Concert Hall. Pinecone Session Spotlight, we try to read this every week if we can. Tiernanog Irish Music Session takes place every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Tiernanog Tavern on 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. And Bluegrass Jam takes place on the second and fourth Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe and at 225 South Wilmington Street. The Tiernanog Music Session is a co-sponsored weekly. It's a co-sponsored weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. either in the back left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage. A bluegrass jam takes place at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, as I said before, on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Shape Note Sing takes place on the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to p.m., and that's held at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community at 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Cary. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singers sponsor this monthly Shape Note Sing. The session meets the fourth Sunday of the month, as I said, and the sessions will be held at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions to the Glen Eyre Retirement Community, call 919-781-3596. Now, we have a lot going on, or a lot that will be going on, from the North Carolina Symphony in the coming weeks and months. Itzhak Perlman performs with the North Carolina Symphony on May 15, 2012. The special event concert led by Symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry takes place at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Perlman enjoys superstar status, rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House, among many other accomplishments. He joins the symphony on an evening of masterworks based on Italian themes, including Berlioz's Roman Carnival Overture and Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. Perlman then launches into Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D Major, a composition once deemed unplayable that has since become one of the most cherished and popular solos in the violin literature. Tickets to the performance are available now by phone only as part of the symphony's four concert passport series, made up of programs from the Duke Medical Classical Series in Raleigh. This mini-series takes concert goers around the world from the comfort of Maimonti Concert Hall by offering rare performances of dramatic works from four world music cultures, with featured performers offering audience members a taste of unique national instruments. One is Passport to Hungary. In that concert, the folk song inspired masterpieces by Kodály and Bartók, as well as Camilo's Lenves Cachutino, Semples for Cymbalom, headline an exploration of a national tradition that has fueled hundreds of composers at home and abroad. Passport to Hungary will take place on January 13th and 14th, 2012. Tango Nuevo brings all the passion of tango to the concert hall for a showcase of Argentine composers Astor Piazzolla, Osvaldo Golijov, and Alberto Ginastera, and a 21st-century piece by Australian composer Elena Katz-Chernin that will take place January 27th and 28th, 2012. The concert features performances by bandoneon master Coco Trisavono. That's part of the four-concert passport series. The fourth and final one will be Grant's Postcards from Home that will take place on April 20th and 21st. Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn, joined by harpist Caton Finch, takes orchestra audience members to his home, musically at least, with a concert of masterpieces from his native soil, Wells. As I said before, tickets for the four-concert passport series, including the performance by Itzhak Perlman, are on sale by telephone now. The cost is $155. You can get those tickets by calling 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. The Passport Series is presented in partnership with American Airlines. And the North Carolina Symphony has announced an all-new series of matinee pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved Pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less money. Tickets can be purchased today, beginning at just $90, for three blockbuster performances in Maimonti Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three performances begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with a Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th. Then they can enjoy a high energy of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22nd, 2012. Grammy and Tony nominee Michael Kavanaugh, praised by Billboard as, quote, the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook, end quote, joins the symphony for Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, It's Still Rock and Roll, and all the rest of Billy Joel's great chart toppers. Finally, on Sunday, April 15th, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show The Music Man, and it does not need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. Tickets to this entertaining matinee series are now available. If you can obtain them by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. Buy today and save. And the North Carolina Symphony offers a musical adventure for kids that will take place on November 19th. It's a Saturday. There will be two performances. The first one begins at 1:30 and the second at 4:30. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the symphony in two performances of Beethoven Lives Upstairs. a classical kids live production perfect for families with children ages 4 and up. The concert takes place, as I said before, in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center on November 19th. First concert now begins at 1:30, following that morning's 2011 WRAL Raleigh Christmas Parade. An encore performance takes place at 4 p.m. Families are encouraged to come to the concert hall following the parade or up to an hour before the 4 p.m. show for a host of pre-concert activities, including crafts provided by Marbles Kids Museum and Simpsons Instrument Zoo, offering children the chance to try out the orchestra's instruments for themselves and get a photo with the symphony's NCS Kids mascot. And the North Carolina Symphony offers romantic showcase in Mahler's Fourth Symphony, which will be performed on December 1st through the 3rd. Heavenly melodies are at the heart of a romantic musical showcase when the North Carolina Symphony, led by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring concert master Brian Reagan and soprano Christine Pierre, presents Mahler's Fourth Symphony. The concert, which also includes the stirring violin concerto by Mahler protege Albin Berg and a contemporary masterpiece by composer Magnus Lindberg, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. Once again, Mahler's Fourth Symphony on Friday, December 2nd, and Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. Now let's move on to the Duke performances in Durham at Duke University on November 19th, Saturday. The Eccentric Soul Review, Numero Group's Eccentric Soul Review, will take place at Durham's Carolina Theater. That's November 19th at 8 p.m. On Friday, December 2nd in Page Auditorium, Grammy-winning string band Carolina Chocolate Drops will perform Page Auditorium Friday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, December 3rd, at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium, Andre Watts Piano, he will perform an all-lits program. That's Saturday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. Duke performances at Duke University. You can get your tickets by calling 919-684-4444. That's the Duke performances in Durham starting November 19th, December 2nd, and December 3rd. Little Women, a play presented by the University Theater at North Carolina State University. Performances will take place between November 16th and December 4th at the Titmus Theater. Little Women, University Theater at North Carolina State University. Ticket information is that can be obtained by calling 919-515-1100 or go to ncsu.edu/theater. Little Women, November 16th through December the 4th. And to put you in a holiday mood, Disney on Ice, Dare to Dream, will appear at the RBC Center on December 7th through 11th. Disney's Theater on Ice, Dare to Dream, presented by Feld Entertainment, RBC Center, December 7th through the 11th. Regular ticket prices range from $16 to $25, and call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or log on to Ticketmaster.com and enter the code PASCAL, P-A-S-C-A-L. December 7th through 11th, Disney on Ice, Dare to Dream. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences presents Genghis Khan, the exhibition, opening on November 19th at the museum, which is located in downtown Raleigh at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Streets. Genghis Khan, the exhibition, presented by the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, starting on November 19th. And you have a chance to see two versions of Cinderella in the upcoming days and weeks. The first, Cinderella, the Raleigh Little Theater's annual holiday music festival, holiday musical, that the whole family will enjoy, will be performed December 9th through the 18th at the Raleigh Little Theater. Call 919-821-3111. Raleigh Little Theater, December 9th through 18th, the annual holiday musical of Cinderella. And if you want to see Cinderella in ballet, you can see that show by going to the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, November 23rd through the 27th. Cinderella being presented by the Carolina Ballet. For tickets, call 919-719-0900. One free admission with each paid ticket. So that sounds like a pretty good deal. Carolina Ballet, November 23rd to 27th, will perform Cinderella. And the Nutcracker, presented by the City Ballet, will take place on December 9th and 10th at the Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University. The performance will feature Carolina Ballet guests, artists, and tickets cost $20 and $25. For information, call 844-9799. Tickets are on sale now. December 9th and 10th, the Nutcracker, presented by the City Ballet at Stewart Theater on the North Carolina State University campus. And Theater in the Park presents A Christmas Carol featuring the return of Ira David Wood III as Scrooge. This is an annual tradition that is going to be extra special this year because of the return of Ira David Wood III. Performances will take place in two venues, the first at the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 3rd and 4th, and in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium December 8th through the 14th. For tickets to the performances at the Durham Performing Arts Center, call 919-680-ARTS, A-R-T-S. And for tickets for the performances at Memorial Auditorium, go to Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. Once again, A Christmas Carol featuring Ira David Wood on December 3rd and 4th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, and December 8th through the 14th at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. I take my grandkids there every year for the show in Raleigh, and it is a lot of fun. Handel's Messiah, performed by the Duke Chapel Choir and Orchestra Pro Cantores, will take place on Friday, December 2nd, Saturday, December 3rd, Sunday, December 4th at the Duke University Chapel. Performances on Friday, December 2nd will be at 7:30 p.m. The Saturday, December 3rd and Sunday, December 4th performances will be at 2 o'clock and 3 p.m. respectively. General admission tickets cost $15, $5 for students with ID, free for Duke University students. For information, dial 919-684-4444. That's Handel's Messiah, performed by the Duke Chapel Choir and Orchestra Pro Cantores. Come celebrate the holidays at historic Stagville on Saturday, December 3rd, 2011, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We recreate the experience of holiday festivities of Stagville Plantation in the 1800s through decorations, crafts, games, food, and music. Visitors can walk through an 18th-century plantation home decorated for the holidays and original slave quarters. Talk to a fifth-generation North Carolina potter, try your hand as a blacksmith, or hear traditional African-American singing. For more information, contact Kimberly Purier at 919-620-0120. This will be at the historic Stagville State Historic Site, which is located at 5828 Old Oxford Highway in Durham. And for more information, visit www.stagville.org. That's Saturday, December 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Shen Young 2012, an all-new show with a live orchestra, which will take place in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on February 7th and 8th. Shen Young, for Chinese, the words evoke a sense of wonder, magic, and the divine. To audience who have seen it, they recall the experience of a lifetime, a moment so powerfully beautiful, it touches the soul. Discover the glory of a fantastically rich culture, that of classical China, brought to life through the brilliantly choreographed dance and mesmerizing all orchestral compositions. Magnificently costumed dancers, the world's elite, move in poetic arrangements that evoke pastoral beauty, imperial drama, and the glory of an ancient civilization. This season, discover what art was meant to be. Discover Shen Young. That's February 7th and 8th, 2012, at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Call for tickets at 1-800-382-1731. Now, since we are approaching the holiday season, there are several tree lighting ceremonies taking place in our area. I'll just read through a few of them. On November 27th at 6 p.m., Memorial Garden of University Baptist Church at 100 South Columbia Street in Chapel Hill. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt will be guest tree lighter, caroling by the choir. Children can meet Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and take pictures with them. Call 967-9440 for more information. That's November 27th at 6 p.m., a tree lighting at the Memorial Garden of University Baptist Church on Columbia Street in Chapel Hill. A tree lighting on December 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Depot on Salem Street in Apex, presented by the Apex Downtown Businesses Association. The event will feature lighting by Mayor Keith Weatherly and Santa Claus, Christmas carols, and sleigh rides. Ticket sales for carriage and sleigh rides begin at 4 p.m. That's on Salem Street in downtown Apex on December 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. And on December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. on Centennial Plaza at 301 South Brook Street in Wake Forest, Mayor Vivian Jones will light the town's 30-foot tree, and there will be performances by local choirs, horse and carriage rides, and visits with Santa, sponsored by the Wake Forest Downtown Revitalization Corporation. That will take place once again December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Centennial Plaza, 301 South Brook Street in Wake Forest. For more information, dial 570-1372. And the tree lighting and open house will take place at the State Capitol in downtown Raleigh on December the 8th. From 5 until 7:30 p.m., Governor Beverly Perdue and First Gentleman Bob Eaves light the Christmas tree, music by the Raleigh Concert Band and Raleigh Boy Choir, cookies and hot chocolate, tours of the decorated Capitol, and Santa. Four food trucks will be open for business. That's the lighting an open house on December 8th at the State Capitol in downtown Raleigh from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And Main Street Christmas on December 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. in downtown Holly Springs features visits with Santa, stories with Mrs. Claus, hayrides, live entertainment, and the town tree lighting ceremony. And admission to all those activities is free. Gingerbread House Benefit on December 1st from 4 to 8:30 p.m. to benefit the Triangle Family Services. The Umstead Hotel at 101 Woodland Drive in Cary, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tea with Santa from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, call 821-0790. The Gingerbread House Benefit on December 1st from 4 to 8:30 p.m. and Tea with Santa from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Breakfast with Santa at 8 a.m. to noon on December 3rd. Breakfast buffet, photo with Santa Claus, and crafts. Mount Bethel Presbyterian Church at 3541 Rose of Sharon in Durham. There will also be a bake sale and a raffle for prizes. Bring a can of food or a small toy to benefit the Durham Crisis Response Center. For information, call 383-3854. That's Breakfast with Santa from 8 a.m. to noon on December 3rd. Now, a little bit of a change of pace. If you want to look farther out into early 2012, Les Miserables will be performed at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on February 14th through the 19th. That's the new 25th anniversary production of this great music opera. For information, ticket information, dial 1-800-745-3000 or go to the box office, which is open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Les Miserables, February 14th to 19th, 2012. The 48th Annual Antiques Show and Sale, presented by the Women's Club of Raleigh, will take place on Friday, November 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, November 20th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Carr Scott Building on the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Tickets cost $7, and the 48th Annual Antique Show and Sale, presented by the Women's Club of Raleigh. A Christmas Story, the musical, will be performed in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium from November 29th through December 4th. That's the famous Christmas story featuring Ralphie, and Ralphie Rides Again. The most popular Christmas movie of all time is a big, new, fun, spectacular holiday musical. November 29th to December 4th, 2011. For ticket information, call 1-800-745-3000 or go to the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium box office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. A Christmas Story, the musical, November 29th to December 4th. The Triangle Wind Ensemble, conducted by Evan Feldman, presents Deck the Halls. This is a family-friendly concert of holiday and seasonal music. It will take place at 3 p.m. on December 1st at the Cary Arts Center, located at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. A Triangle Wind Ensemble, conducted by Evan Feldman, December 1st at 3 p.m. $12 is the cost of a ticket. Admission is free to children 12 and under, with a donation of a toy or non-perishable food item. That is, once again, the Triangle Wind Ensemble, December 1st, 3 p.m. at the Cary Performing Arts Center in downtown Cary. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.